President John Dramani Mahama has described Ghana's Electoral Commission as one of the best in Africa. The president said it is for this reason that he insists that the Inter-Party Advisory Committee, IPAC, and Ghanaians must allow the EC as an institution to function independently and deliver a credible election for Ghana. President Mahama, who was speaking this morning on GBC's Twin City Radio in Sekendi Takrady, retweets that as a president, he cannot interfere in EC's work, but as mandated, government will ensure that the commission is well-resourced to perform its duties.
When it comes to elections, it falls directly under the ambit of the Electoral Commission. What government can do is to facilitate, if it is needed, and also make sure that a safe and secure environment exists for elections to take place. That's government's duty.
Okay.
The rest is the duty of the Electoral Commission, and I have pledged that government will play its part to make sure that we have a peaceful and successful election. But to talk about the Electoral Commission, I believe that we have one of the best Electoral Commissions in Africa, dare even say in the world, and our Electoral Commission has proved over and over again that it is able to deliver credible, transparent, and fair elections. I believe the Electoral Commission should be left in peace to do its work, and this harassment is not necessary. We have the Inter-Party Advisory Committee, where all political parties are represented. Any concerns any party has, it raises an IPAC for discussion, and a decision is taken by the EC and all the political party representatives in there. So why do we sit in IPAC and confer with the Electoral Commission and our peers in IPAC, and then we come out and do manifestations and other things and say it's our way or it's the highway? If we don't have our way, then nobody must have his way. I mean, it really doesn't help anybody. I restrain myself from getting involved in the arguments, because as a president, I'm not supposed to get involved in these things and interfere in the work of the Electoral Commission. But I do believe that our Electoral Commission has proved over and over again that it is capable. And so let's give it the peace of mind that it needs to be able to deliver a credible election for us. We have sat with the Electoral Commission and Parliament, and we have gone through their budgets. The Electoral Commission has done very well. Sitting with the Parliamentary Committee, the Budget Committee, they've gone through and, you know, looked at the budget and trimmed it down so that it covers, you know, nicely what they intend. And government is committed to releasing those monies to the Electoral Commission. So as and when Electoral Commission demands, you know, for its budget, the Ministry of Finance pays the money to the Electoral Commission so that it can continue to do its work. So government is committed to resourcing the commission so that it delivers a good election for the people of Ghana.
Okay.